you know, I don't expect them to do too much different. They have a system that they've been working in for a while, or the coaches have anyway, you know, so they cover 2-3 fire zone scheme. So we expect some of that. I don't even think about it. I really don't, you know. But one thing, just taking the game by game, man. But that's not even on the radar, really. Just, yeah.
The world, man. I mean, he our leader, him, Cal, you know, they are two leaders. And for him, half of it to be gone, you know, we all just got to step up, you know, as players and try to take that role and do his job while he's not here.
Speaking.
You know, it's always a big loss when you have somebody of the core stature, you know, how that happened to him. So, I mean, it's hard on us and it's hard on him, but we know, you know, he's working hard to get back, and we just going to take care of his job till he get back. Of course, I mean, Corey leading in his locker room and outside the locker room and to any and everybody, you know. I mean, that's just what kind of guy he is, and that's the respect that we have for him, because a lot of people might not see it, but as far as him being that guy, he is that guy. He helped me out tremendously through the last past 3 years of what I didn't know and what I got going forward. So, I mean, he played a big part in my success right now, not including, you know, anything that's on the field or anything that's off the field. So, I mean, Corey is a great guy and a great leader when it comes to all that.
I feel like it's going at a good pace, you know. Of course, I want to speed it up and go out there and just make a lot of plays, but, you know, it's not going to happen just like overnight. So, I just basically got to keep putting in the hard work and it's going to come from him. I gave him a call yesterday. He's doing good. You know, he said he's just relaxing, you know what I'm saying, trying to get everything together. And he'll be ready to come. Whenever we get back, he'll be ready to go.
You know, and it's on the players. You know, we got to be able to recognize and also communicate with the quarterback and the coach. I got to be able to come to the sideline and tell Scott, hey, this is what I see. This is not what they showed us during the weekend film, but this is what I see. And he'll try to come up with something creative for us to get open and get the ball, you know, and hopefully we can do that this week. I mean, we're looking forward to starting fast and, you know, not giving the fans a heart attack in the fourth quarter of every game.
I'm going to say lost.
Just as a player, it's frustrating because you have to wait twice as long to get back out on the field. But when you get a win, you get to relax and actually enjoy your bye week.